What do Bigfoot and credit reports have in common? Well, they're each the subject of many myths. I am Rob West. Well, we don't know much about 8-foot furry creatures, but we can dispel some of the folklore about credit and credit reports. Neely Simon is here to help us do that today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, we always enjoy having Neely Simon with us. She's a certified credit counselor with Christian Credit Counselors, an underwriter of this program. Neely, great to have you back.
Thanks for having me on the show.
I'm glad we're tackling this topic because there are certainly plenty of credit report myths out there that you're going to dispel today. But why do you think this is so important?
Well, it's important because some people are scared of credit. They're afraid of debt or getting in too much debt, and they believe that credit is bad. But the reality is that credit can be a very useful tool. And now more than ever, your credit score is important, especially when it comes to insurance companies and employers.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, there are rules we talk about. I know you follow them, Neely. We only want to use credit for budgeted items. We want to make sure you and your spouse are on the same page. And there are some dangers here. But as you point out, credit can be a very useful tool, and your credit report is the key to that. So let's dive into these myths today. The first one is that paying down your debts will make your credit report instantly pristine or perfect. Why is that a myth?
That's because establishing a good credit score takes time, because your credit score is a history of payments, and it gives the lenders a snapshot in terms of how responsible you're using your debt. Keep in mind that improvements take time. Yeah. What's most important is that you keep paying your bills on time.
Yeah, which is why anyone who says they can, quote, fix your credit overnight, you should stay far away from that person.
That's right.
All right. The next myth is that credit counseling destroys your credit score. Boy, we have so many listeners calling in asking this question. So clear this up for us.
Sure. So credit counseling does not impact your score negatively. And in fact, it's a neutral mark on your credit score. And being involved in a credit counseling program alone isn't what negatively impacts your score. What impacts the score is closing the accounts. So what you need to be aware of is that when you're choosing a credit counseling agency, you want to make sure they're a nonprofit and that they're accredited. And I encourage you, don't waste your money on fancy credit monitoring or identity protection. You can monitor your own credit for free.
Yeah, that's a really great point. And it's important to note that debt management or credit counseling is my preferred way for you to get out of debt. And that's why we're so delighted to be partnered with Christian Credit Counselors. You can learn more, of course, at ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Now, the next myth, Neely, is that canceling credit cards boosts my credit score. Boy, a lot of folks are surprised by this one.
Yeah, so creditors want to see at least two or three pieces of active credit, and closing credit card accounts won't help your score, but it actually hurts your score. And the reason for that is because the available credit will decrease and lower your score, not raise it. I always tell people who have zero balance accounts, as long as the creditor is not charging you an annual fee, keep it open because it will help your score and improve it.
Yeah. Now, if you decide you need to close one because it does have a fee or you just have too many to keep up with, perhaps consider only closing a couple of them every 6 months. It will be temporary, that decline in your credit score. It will come back. But I think you make a great point here, Neely, that a lot of people just don't understand that closing that account will pull your score down slightly. All right. This next one needs some explanation, and that is that too many inquiries hurt my score. Tell us more about that.
Sure. So once upon a time, that statement was true. But now credit bureaus are recognizing that people are shopping, where you have multiple inquiries in a short period of time if you're shopping for like a car or a mortgage. So you have a 45-day period where you can shop multiple creditors, and it will only account for one pull.
Yeah, this is a big deal because we really want you to be out there shopping. I mean, think about it. When you get a mortgage, last thing you want to do with your largest transaction ever is just get one bid. Let's get several. And good news, the credit bureaus will see that all as one, as Neely said, in a 45-day window. Neely Simon is here today. She's with Christian Credit Counselors, an underwriter of this program and a great partner. Back with much more after this.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Stories have amazing power. They can motivate, convict, inspire. They move us deeply and connect us on a human level. In Hebrews 11, there's a short summary of God's great story. Familiar names of the Old Testament, like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Rahab, Samson, and David, all of them heroes, yet all of them flawed, broken people. But all of them did have one thing in common. They were all looking forward in faith for a hero greater than themselves. And like every good story, at just the right time, the true hero entered the drama. Hebrews 12:2, "For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of God." Try out Anchor Devotional today. Visit getanchor.com.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Did you know that the book of Revelation is the songbook of the New Testament? There are more songs in the book of Revelation than there are in any other book of the Bible except for the book of Psalms in the Old Testament. What does that say? It says that heaven is going to be a place of thanksgiving and rejoicing and praise.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for The Continual Praise of Grace on the next Turning Point Weekend Edition.
Listen to Turning Point, Sunday mornings at 7 o'clock Central on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Crossmark Global Investments. They are a faith-based firm with a goal of offering values-based investments to help align financial choices and faith, ensuring a portfolio that reflects what matters most. Crossmark does this through investment solutions that span the capital market spectrum, from large cap to small cap strategies, including equity, fixed income, and balanced strategies. They are led by industry veteran Bob Dahl, CFA, a regular guest on the Faith and Finance program. More information is available at crossmarkglobal.com.
You're young. You don't go to the doctor that often. Yet health insurance is still so expensive. If your health insurance costs too much, maybe you should switch to an affordable alternative. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers programs starting under $100 per month. Check off the affordable box on your list and get back to what you really love, running your business or caring for your kids, and have peace of mind while doing it. Visit chministries.org/faithfi to enroll today.
I'm so glad you're with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. With me today, my friend Neely Simon. She's a certified credit counselor with Christian Credit Counselors, an underwriter of this program. Boy, Christian Credit Counselors has been a wonderful partner for a long time. Literally hundreds, if not thousands, of our listeners have used them to get out of credit card debt once and for all. Credit counseling is my preferred way. If you have more than about $4,000 in credit card debt, sliding those cards into this program, reducing the interest rates, paying one level monthly payment is going to help you pay this off 80% faster. You can learn more at ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Now, today, Neely is tackling some top credit report myths. And boy, credit scores and credit reports are a frequent topic on this program. So I'm glad you're clearing a lot of this up for us today, Neely. And just before the break, you were sharing around inquiries and the impact that they have on our credit score. And you said something that a lot of people may not realize, and that is the agencies, the bureaus now recognize shopping. So if you're out there looking with multiple lenders for the same type of loan, they're going to see that all as one in a 45-day window, which is going to help to keep your score higher during that shopping period. But the next one is a follow-up myth to that, and that is around checking your own credit report. The myth is that checking my own credit report harms my standing. Help us with that.
Sure. So what's important to understand is that there's a difference between a soft pull and a hard pull. So a hard pull will impact your credit score, and it happens when you're applying for credit cards, loans, or mortgages. Right. Now, a soft pull will not impact your score. And so what's important and what we recommend is that everyone should be pulling a soft credit report every 6 to 12 months to check for any errors or fraud. Now, a credit counselor can help you achieve this by pulling a soft pull, but what you really want to do is avoid companies promising free reports. You want to go directly to the credit bureaus themselves, or you can go to annualcreditreport.com and run all three credit bureaus for free.
Yeah, and that's a really important reminder, Neely. Annualcreditreport.com is the only resource that's from the government that provides free credit reports. Everybody else would be a third party unless you go directly to the bureau. Again, annualcreditreport.com. All right, Neely, here's one myth that maybe is not quite so prevalent, and that is credit scores are locked in for 6 months.
Right. So a FICO score is very dynamic in the sense that it's always changing. So scores change as credit reporting data changes. So the score will recalculate each time a file is pulled.
Okay. Yeah, that's helpful. All right. Continuing to work our way through these credit report myths. And this next one sounds like it should actually be true, but it's definitely a myth. And that is, I don't need to check my credit report if I pay my bills on time.
Right. Absolutely false. What's important for people to understand is that 80% of credit reports contain errors. So by checking your reports once or twice a year, you can really make sure that you stay on top of it so that if there is fraud or if there is errors, that you can address it right away, because it usually takes up to 90 days to correct the report.
Very good. All right. That's helpful. Okay. Here's another myth. All credit reports are the same.
Absolutely not. So what you need to understand is that the three major agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, all use the FICO score, but the formula is a little bit different, and it's different per category. So if you go and shop for a car, your score is going to be different from the car score than it would if you were going to shop for a mortgage loan. And also what's important is that agencies update their records at different speeds. There's also inquiry activity used, like addresses, phone numbers, and employment status, which are forever changing as well. So what's important is that when you pull your reports, make sure to pull all three so that you have a complete understanding of who and what you owe, and making sure you eliminate any errors.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And depending upon which lender you use, they may use one bureau over another. They may use one credit score that's calculated an entirely different way than another. And so it's important to monitor all three. That's great advice, Neely. All right, next up, and these are myths related to credit reports. This one is that a divorce decree automatically severs joint accounts.
Right. So what's important to understand is that a court decision on dividing debts does not impact the creditor. So often we see at Christian Credit Counselors, when people have gone through a divorce, the debts are split up. And what happens is, if both people are on the account, if one person falls delinquent, it's going to impact your score. So we always recommend, if you're in this situation, make sure the accounts get closed. And if you're able to either refinance, or, you know, if you have a car or a mortgage, it would require that you refinance it to get the other person off. But certainly if you're an authorized user, make sure that the primary removes you from the account, because too often you'll end up getting negative impacts based on someone else's behavior and decisions.
Okay. Yeah, that's very helpful. All right, Neely, this next one might surprise some folks, and that is that bad marks come off your reports automatically in 7 years, but it's a bit more complicated, isn't it?
That's correct. Only some bad news comes off in 7 years. So a Chapter 13 bankruptcy will stay on your report for 7 years, and a Chapter 7 bankruptcy stays on your report for 10 years. Accounts in bankruptcy can be deleted after 7 years after the first missed payment. But what's important too is that paid off or closed accounts without delinquencies will stay on your record for 10 years, which is great because positive information will stay on record longer than negative information, which benefits you as the consumer.
Yeah, that's helpful. All right, our last credit report myth has cost folks a lot of money with very little gain, and that is, I can always pay someone to fix or repair my credit.
Yeah, so there's really no such thing as credit repair. What's important to understand is that you as the consumer can do that on your own. Because what happens is if the information is factual, then it cannot be removed, such as a late payment. Credit repair companies send dispute letters to reporting agencies. Agencies can ask the creditors to verify or document the disputed information. If the information is verified as inaccurate, the mistake will be corrected. But if it's accurate, then the information will remain on their credit report. So the client still has to pay the credit repair company, even though they weren't able to produce any results. So consumers themselves can write these dispute letters directly to the creditors. And at Christian Credit Counselors, we have a resource tab on our website if you want to see template letters and provide you with some more tools in order to do this on your own.
All right, very good. Well, this has been so helpful, Neely. I know you've cleared a lot of this up for us. Tie a bow on this.
Sure. So correcting credit myths sets the record straight on credit reports and scores. What's really important is that you educate yourself and you gain the knowledge so that you can manage your credit correctly. Learning how to manage your debt and repay credit helps achieve life and financial goals. Accurate information promotes financial success and freedom.
Yeah, that's well said, Neely. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt, reach out to our friends at Christian Credit Counselors. You'll find them on the web, ChristianCreditCounselors.org, or call 800-557-1985. They've worked with hundreds of our listeners, and I'm so excited about the work they do. Go ahead and reach out to them today. Neely, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Neely Simon with Christian Credit Counselors. We're back with your questions after this. Stick around.
Backed by popular demand, the AFA Easter Button is here. The bold new stained glass design features the cross at the center under the message, "He is risen." This beautiful design tells the story in one line. It's a conversation starter, so you might share the saving truth of Jesus' death and resurrection. A 10-pack of buttons is $15. 10 or more 10-packs are just $7 each. Order today at resources.afa.net. That's resources.afa.net. He is risen indeed.
We're grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at EventideInvestments.com. That's EventideInvestments.com.
In Denver, Colorado, Jamie Sanchez obeyed the Lord's call and opened the Drip Cafe to create jobs to help unhoused people get back on their feet. Of course, the LGBTQ community began persecuting him for his Christian beliefs. His inspiring story of standing boldly for God's truth in the face of great opposition is part of our Impact series, and we'll send you the DVD as our thanks for your gift to AFA. Visit afa.net/spiritualwar. afa.net/spiritualwar.
We're grateful for support from Timothy Plan. For more than 30 years, they've served clients on a biblically responsible journey to invest in a way that honors God and gives dignity to people's lives. More information is at timothyplan.com. The investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foreside Fund Services LLC.
If you believe in the work of the American Family Association and you want to ensure that it continues for generations, consider including a gift in your will or trust. It's one of the most popular and effective ways to give. You'd simply connect with one of your advisors who would help you include language in your will or trust to include a specific gift to the American Family Association. If you'd like to learn more or connect with an advisor who can help you with that, just go to afafoundation.net.
Faith in Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance right here on American Family Radio, helping you live out a biblical worldview in every area of your life. As it relates to this program, well, it's your role as a manager of God's money, a faithful steward. That's at least our goal, faithfulness over a long period of time as we steward and manage the resources of the King of Kings. We want to help you do that each day on this program today, starting with Neely Simon talking about credit reports, specifically credit report myths. But we want to turn our attention to really any financial topic now. So whatever you're considering in your financial life today, you can call right now. We've got lines open. We're ready for you. 800-525-7000. Again, that number, 800-525-7000. We can dive into spending plans and how you stay on budget in these challenging times with expenses up across the board. Perhaps it's managing the stock market. You know, we've been on somewhat of a seesaw lately after a pretty significant correction in the early part of the year. We've had a few days of up markets today, about flat as the market processes some new information about auto tariffs, among other things. And, you know, we want to help you navigate that so you can apply biblical wisdom, the principles around investing and saving for the long term, but also thinking about, and this is perhaps a new idea for you, what does it look like to incorporate your values in your investment selections? You know, this area of faith-based investing, seeking to own investments that, yes, provide a compelling risk-adjusted return for your portfolio so you can grow God's money, but also alignment with your deeply held values and priorities as a Christ follower? What does it look like to exclude certain companies that would be misaligned with your values? What about including other companies that are loving their neighbors and promoting human flourishing, even seeking a kingdom impact? You can do both of those things at the same time, now more than ever, with some really compelling investment opportunities out there. In fact, about 40% of you who are looking for a certified kingdom advisor at faithfi.com are saying, I only want to see a list of CKAs that explicitly do faith-based investing, where they can help me build a portfolio, manage it for me, but using exclusively faith-based investments. That's an option. Again, that tool to find a certified kingdom advisor in your area is faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. They can be of help to you, but we can certainly talk about your investing-related questions today on the program. Perhaps it's getting out of debt, where Neely Simon talked about today, or managing that credit score and credit report. She shared a lot of great insights today. And, you know, that credit score is used for more than just determining whether or not to extend you a loan these days. It can be used for employment decisions. It can be used for insurance premiums. So there is a case to be made to keep your credit score as high as possible. Now, if it's down, it's low because you've made mistakes in the past, you can rebuild it. It's not going to be a quick fix, and anybody tells you that they can fix it quickly, I would move along quickly. But you can do it on your own, and it's going to take time because here's the reality. The most recent information impacts you the most. So as those negative entries on your credit report get older and then eventually fall off after typically 7, could be 10 years, depending on what it is, certainly your credit score will improve itself. But knowing some of those best practices, those things Neely shared today are really important. We can talk about those as well. So give me a call with your questions today, 800 525-7000. We'd love to hear from you. All right, let's dive in. We've got first caller coming from James in Oklahoma. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Rob. I had a comment, and I just wanted to expound a little bit on identity theft protection. Neely briefly mentioned that in one of her comments, that it wasn't necessary to spend money on that. But my experience is that it takes over 6 months and over 200 man hours to correct an identity theft issue, and that identity theft protection can be had for, you know, $12 a month. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that, and if you could expound on that a little bit for the listeners.
Yes. You know, that it's a great question. And, you know, we do talk about the fact that if you're offered one of these services, if you, there was a data breach, typically a default response by a financial institution will be to come alongside you and pay for one of those services. Absolutely take it. I think apart from that, you know, paying for it is something, you know, each person has to decide. I agree with you. The man hours, the cost, you know, just the effort that will go into restoring your identity if you have it compromised, you know, many folks will determine that it is absolutely worth that. I would just say, I think, you know, often there's a lot of overlap in these services with free options. You can freeze your credit reports on your own. You can monitor your accounts. You can get fraud alerts for free. You know, services like Credit Karma or your bank, you know, offer a lot of these basics. Also, there's no prevention. You know, these services don't stop theft. They just catch it after the fact. A credit freeze is really more proactive. And a lot of them have limits in the fine print. So the insurance that they provide has limits or exclusions, you know, for example, might have no coverage for stolen cash. So you've got to, you know, read carefully. So my idea is that the best way to go for everybody is just to understand those best practices, freezing your report, not clicking on, you know, links, not ever providing any information to somebody over the phone unless you are the one that initiates the contact with a trusted you know, source or institution, making sure you don't use public Wi-Fi, you know, really, you know, putting those two-factor authentications, preferably with a, you know, an authentication app, not even through text messaging, using long string unique passwords, keeping your, you know, operating system on your computer and your smartphone up to date for security patches. I mean, those are the things that I think everyone needs to do. Now, if you want to spend between $8 to $30 a month for, you know, a premium tier that's going to give you a little extra, you know, perhaps faster response, peace of mind, convenience, one-stop shop, rather than doing everything yourself, and or some of the scanning on the dark web and things that might, you know, alert you, then, you know, absolutely, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, we're just talking to a lot of folks that are looking for any way they can to cut back, and, you know, this is a way to do it. Does that make sense, though?
Yeah, it does. I mean, there are a tremendous amount of options. I appreciate you expounding on those as well.
Happy to.
Thanks for your time, Rob. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
God bless you, James. It's a great question and a good point. Much more to come on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio just around the corner. Call right now with your questions. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
While we rejoice that Roe was overturned, the pro-choicers are very energized. They are winning the arguments and elections. We need to win them back. The people who bring you Wretched Radio have produced a powerful, persuasive, and proactive 13-lesson video series to help.
You don't need a PhD to tell you that human life is more valuable than the life of the ants.
Order Life is Best at shop.wretched.org and listen to Wretched Radio Saturday nights at 10 Central on American Family Radio.
Thank you. In rural Malawi, baby Esther was taken in by her grandparents when her mother died. Resources were scarce, and Esther suffered from malnutrition for years until God transformed her life. Today, through Cross International, Esther receives nutritious meals, drinks clean water, and is taught about the hope found only in Jesus. But other children are still waiting. Make an eternal impact on a child now with a $62 gift at crossinternational.org/faith.
If you enjoy this radio program, you're going to love all of the many different resources waiting for you at faithfi.com. You'll find more powerful wisdom, podcasts, articles, videos, and more from partners like the National Christian Foundation, Sound Mind Investing, and Christian Healthcare Ministries. Connect with the community of thousands of Christians striving to be good and faithful stewards, and check out all of the free biblical financial advice at faithfi.com.
The loss of a child through abortion, miscarriage, or stillbirth affects the emotional health of families. Feelings of anger, sadness, and regret can be overwhelming. There is hope and healing in the aftermath of a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline at 866-482-LIFE to talk with someone who has been where you are and healed to help others. Your call is confidential. 866-482-LIFE.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
I'm so glad to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today, 800-525-7000. We've been talking about credit report myths with Neely Simon. And in our last segment, we had a great question from a caller saying, is it a good idea to have one of these services to protect you from identity theft? And again, just an added layer of protection. It gives you that peace of mind. Great. If you have the financial margin to pay for the convenience of a one-stop shop, as opposed to, you know, doing everything yourself, checking your credit, setting up the alerts, freezing your credit, then yeah, go for it. And the faster response and the additional layer of kind of oversight, if you will, monitoring the dark web and other places for your sensitive and personal information that could be harvested for the purpose of identity theft. Certainly, you know, there is something to be said about that. I think the big idea is that most of it can, in fact, be done yourself and can save you some money. I think the absolute biggest deterrent for you to be proactive on identity theft would be, number one, to make sure you have that credit freeze. That's going to prevent a fraudster from opening a fraudulent account in your name. And number two would be absolutely not giving information over the phone or clicking on a link in an email, no matter how legitimate it sounds or looks. It, you know, even the, you know, the URL that it's coming from, the logo at the top, the caller ID could all say something that you readily identify with, but they can spoof every piece of that. And so just be aware not to click on links and emails. I've been getting a ton of text messages lately. I'm sure you have as well. You know, a big one going on right now is certainly related to tax preparation. A lot of fraudsters out there using this season to get your personal information. But secondly, I've been getting a lot around tolls. So, you know, I live here in Georgia. Florida is one state away. I've been getting a lot of text messages from the Florida SunPass saying your account is past due. We're going to, you know, seek legal action. Just click here and pay the quick $6 charge that you have outstanding, which seems pretty logical. I'd rather avoid any kind of hassle by paying $6. The problem is that's going to go into a scraping service where they're going to grab your credit card information. And what happened recently in a situation I'm aware of is they were duped into putting the information in after they clicked the link, thinking they were paying their toll. the fraudster immediately grabbed the credit card information, and it was almost simultaneously added to Apple Pay on a device so that they could then start charging with it without having that physical credit card. And, you know, that's just one of the tactics that they're using. So we really need to be on our guard. And I think so much of it comes down to our behaviors and less about a paid service. Hope that helps. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We've got lines open. We're taking your questions on any financial topic today. Let's go to Louisiana. Hi, Barbara. Thank you for holding. How can I serve you today?
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm soon to be 92.
Wow.
And I don't intend to buy another house or a new car or anything like that.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if I should put a hold on my credit score, freeze my credit scores.
Yes, ma'am. Well, happy early 92nd birthday, Barbara.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling today. Yes, ma'am. I think that putting that freeze would make a lot of sense because, to your point, you're not looking to make any transactions or borrow any money anytime soon. And really, although it's minimal, that's probably the only downside to the freeze is just the hassle factor of you having to unfreeze or thaw your credit for the purpose of seeking a loan. But if you're not doing that, there's no reason why you wouldn't want to freeze it. That's just going to stop somebody in their tracks if they were to somehow come, to access your personal information and then try to impersonate you and open an account in your name. They would not be able to do so with that freeze in place. So I like that a lot. I think that's probably your best deterrent other than the options that I mentioned a moment ago, and that is just really be on your guard no matter how convincing somebody is that calls you or threatens you over the phone or sends you an email that looks legitimate. Just don't give the information through any of those means.
Okay, I have another question.
Yes, ma'am.
I use a credit card that has a $3,000 limit. When I buy things that I charge over the phone, like from Amazon, and would it be better, safer for me to use PayPal or something like that rather than use my credit card?
No, ma'am, I don't think so, because the nice thing about the credit card is that there are protections there. Number one, they are very adept at identifying fraudulent activity. You know, that example I mentioned a moment ago about the text message from the Florida SunPass, in that situation, as soon as that card was added to the Apple Pay, the credit card company, happened to be Wells Fargo, immediately identified it, shut it down, and was in touch with the cardholder. And so you get that added protection there. You also get the guarantees in that if somebody was to gain access to your information and charge it, as long as you identify it in a reasonable period of time, usually, you know, within 30 to 60 days, and you report it, you are not responsible for one bit of it. And so you have that added protection, I think, on the credit card, even more so than the PayPal, in my view.
Thank you so much.
All right. You're very welcome.
I feel better about knowing that. Thank you.
Very good. Barbara, call anytime if I can help you. Thanks for being on the program today. Let's go to Kentucky. Hi, Elijah. How can I help?
Blessing on you, Rob.
Say that again, sir.
God blessing on
you,
Rob.
Well, thank you. I'll take that. I appreciate that, Elijah. How can I help you today, sir?
I'm calling on behalf of my friend. She's a senior citizen. She's renting an apartment. She has a lease, and she does not have a cell phone or a computer. The landlord decide to bring internet to the entire property, and they want to increase her rent by $70 for the internet. Can they do that?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think the first question would just be, whether or not they can change the rules or raise the rent mid-lease without the tenant's consent. So in terms of the rent increases and rule changes, typically, you know, they can raise the rent at the end of the lease term, not during an active lease. for year-long leases, at least 30 days notice is required before the lease ends. And for month-to-month, that 30 days is also required. But, typically the changes to the lease terms, including rules, require mutual agreement from both the landlord and the tenant. So, I would perhaps challenge that if, in fact, she's mid-lease with regard to, what they're saying in terms of an additional expense that was not disclosed or a part of the initial lease when she signed it.
I see. So when her leases expire, they can add that $70 to her new lease, even she does not have a cell phone or an internet.
Absolutely, yeah, because they're able to determine, what they roll into that in terms of features and utilities and expenses, whether or not somebody wants to take advantage of it. They certainly can put it in as long as they disclose it. But if it's mid-lease, I would have her push back on that and see if she can at least delay it before she has to make a decision on renewing. Thanks for your call, Elijah. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Don Hawkins, here to tell you about Encouragement Live. 55 minutes of industrial strength radio encouragement featuring resourceful guests plus practical biblical insights to help you face life's challenges. We'll be taking your phone calls, so plan to join us for Encouragement Live, Saturdays at 7:05 p.m. Central, 8:05 p.m. Eastern, here on American Family Radio.
Do you want your life to really matter? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
You want to make the rest of your life the best of your life? It's not going to happen unless you put God's action plan into practice in your life. And you will have the experience one day of standing before the Lord and hearing Him say to you, "Well done."
Discover how you can hear God say, "Well done." Join Pastor Jeff Shreve on From His Heart each weeknight at 6 Central here on American Family Radio.
FaithFi is grateful for support from One Ascent. One Ascent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. One Ascent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good, to explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values. More information is available at oneascent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Delighted to have you with us today on Faith and Finance right here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Privileged to host this program each day and be an encouragement to you as we provide hopeful, wise, biblically based counsel for you to be a faithful steward of God's resources. You can call right now, 800-525-7000. We've got some lines open. We'd love to tackle your financial question today before we round out the broadcast. Again, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Hey, before I head back to the phones, let me mention the Activate Summit 2025, Biblical Bedrock Building on the Authority of Scripture. It's coming up June 12th through the 14th this summer at the Cadence Bank Conference Center in beautiful Tupelo, Mississippi. We would love for you to be there. There's a special Activate Kids program for ages 6 to 12. It's going to give you a clear understanding of what it means to be really a Christ follower living in a hostile culture. It's going to give you knowledge of why you can trust the Bible. It's going to give you a renewed desire and love for God's Word. Just really recenter you on a biblical worldview and every facet of your life. And I really want you to know about it right now, because the special pricing is going to end Friday, April 18th. And so this is the time to go ahead and make your plans before your summer fills up and before the price goes up on April 18th. Go ahead and get your spot locked in right now. You can do that at afa.net/summit. That's AFA.net/summit. It's the Activate Summit 2025, June 12th to the 14th. Don't miss it. All right, let's head back to the phones. That phone number again, 800-525-7000. You can call with your financial questions right now. Tennessee is where we're headed next. Hi, Shirley. How can I help?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. What was the name of the company you said we could either call or go through email to get a free soft pull of our credit?
Yeah, it's a great question. So the website is annualcreditreport.com. Annualcreditreport.com. That would be the website. In fact, it's the only one that is made available to you by the government. It provides free credit reports. Although it's not directly a government website, it's tied to one because it's authorized by the U.S. government under the Fair Credit Reporting Act to provide free credit reports. And it's the only one who has that. It's overseen by the FTC and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And so you'll be able to access all three bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. And it's mandated by federal law that they give you access to your credit reports at least once a year at no charge. So again, annualcreditreport.com is the place to go.
So if I have a freeze on my credit, would I still be able to see that, or would I need to remove the freeze?
No, ma'am. You would not need to remove anything in order to access that. The freeze has to do with whether or not a lender can make a hard inquiry on your credit. That will require the PIN number. What you're doing through annualcreditreport.com is different, does not require the freeze to be taken off, and is for you to be able to get it without impacting your credit whatsoever, free of charge.
Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. Thanks for being on the program today. By the way, folks, I would recommend you're pulling your credit report, I would say at least three times a year, because you know you want to be able to check for primarily, number one, inaccurate information. So it might be something that's either outdated or it's not yours at all, and it was put on by mistake, or worse, somebody you know fraudulently opened an account in your name. And you want to be able to correct that. And remember, the Fair Credit Reporting Act requires that if you dispute something on your credit report, the Bureau has 30 days to either verify it and provide you the proof or delete it. And that's key, because by you deleting it, now it's not feeding into the credit scoring algorithm, which is pulling down your score. Now, if everything's accurate, you're not going to be able to get it off. But you can improve the situation. So if you had maybe a charge off on a card or an account, well, go ahead and pay it. Now it says either settled in full or paid in full. So even though it was late and is going to continue to pull, you know, way on your credit score, at least now it's been reduced to zero. That's a good thing. And then remember what I said earlier, the older it gets, the less it's going to have an impact on you because the most current information is what impacts you the most. So you do want to be pulling those credit reports regularly, just keeping an eye on them, just like any other financial account where you're monitoring the transactions, you're looking for anything that's suspicious, that's not yours, so you can jump on it, because the sooner we identify that, always going to be better when we can take care of it right away. And as I said to a previous caller, you know, when it comes to those credit cards and disputing inaccurate information, it really is essential that you, get that done quickly, because there is a time frame on that, often, you know, 60 days or less. And we would love for you to be able to get that corrected. So hopefully that helps you. All right, let's head back to the phones. Sally Lou is in Texas. Hi, Sally Lou. How can I help?
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks.
3 years ago, I bought a car, and I only had it for 2 months, and the engine blew. And I tried to take it back. They said, too bad. It's a used car. So I ended up leaving it in the parking lot. Now, the company that financed the car is suing me for $6,000, and they're saying they can foreclose on my home, force me to sell my home to pay the $6,000.
Yeah. And so you're just wondering whether that's true, whether that can be done?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I have a homestead on my property.
Yes. Yeah. So a car lender, and I'm not an attorney, you'd want to get legal counsel on this, but let's just talk generally for a second. A car lender can't foreclose on your home directly solely based on you abandoning your car or defaulting on the loan, because the auto loan is secured by the car itself, not your home. And so if you walk away from the car, the lender's primary course of action is to repossess it, not to go after the house. Now, if there's not enough value there and there's still a deficiency, meaning the difference between what you owe and what they get from the sale, then they could sue you for that amount. But that still doesn't automatically mean they can foreclose on the home. Foreclosure is a specific legal process tied to real estate, usually involving a mortgage lender. So for a car lender to target your home, there'd need to be a separate legal or financial link, and you know, like you used your home as collateral, that you know typically would not be the case. That's extremely rare. But if the lender wins a lawsuit against you and gets a judgment, then places a lien on your property, you know, that is possible, but there would be several legal steps that would have to be taken before they could force the sale of your home. So it's not like a traditional foreclosure, which is a very, you know, clear process when you default on a mortgage. It would be more difficult. But to sum it up, although they can't foreclose on it directly, their claim, which is tied to the vehicle, could result in a judgment that could ultimately place a lien on your assets, including your home. So we definitely want to get this taken care of, not only because it's the right thing to do and you made a commitment there, but also just because there are legal ramifications here. And so I think, you know, perhaps engaging in that conversation to get on a payment plan that fits your budget, getting some legal counsel, somebody to walk alongside you, is probably the best next step for you. Sally Lou, I hope that helps you and gives some additional information there. Thanks for calling today. Let's go to Mississippi. Hi, Gary. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was wondering how an annuity actually works.
Ah, yes. So an annuity is basically a financial contract where you pay money, either a lump sum or over time, to an insurance company. And in return, they promise to pay back in regular chunks, usually monthly, for a set period or for the rest of your life. So you're kind of like creating your own pension. You give them cash now, they send you income later. And there's a couple of different varieties. There's what's called immediate annuities that start paying right away. And then others build up value first. Those are called deferred annuities. And they can either, and sorry, there's some complexity here, but hope you're following. They can either pay a fixed amount, so a predictable amount like a paycheck, or a variable amount tied to some investments that give you the potential for a little bit more upside. And people often use them for retirement just to guarantee some steady cash flow, but they do come with some trade-offs, which is why they're typically not my first recommendation. And those trade-offs are usually around the fees and less flexibility because you lose access to the money and they tend to be very complex. So let me stop there. Is that helpful? And is there any specific questions that you have?
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah. So
okay.
One other question. What would you advise a man to do if he's almost retired and he has no debt, but unfortunately he has no savings?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think the key is, number one, keep your lifestyle as low as you can. Number two, delay taking Social Security if you'll qualify for as long as you can, which means keep working. Because if you wait till 70 instead of full retirement age, you can get about 25% more in that monthly check, which is going to be pretty important. And then number three, while you're keeping that lifestyle low and continuing to work and continuing to delay Social Security, because you're debt-free, that gives you a unique opportunity to save. And let's just try to squirrel as much as we can away. And the combination of all of those will help put you in a good spot. We appreciate your call, Gary. All the best to you, my friend. Hey, listen, folks, this is the last week of our partnership here in the month of March with our great friends at Cross International. They have an incredible program called their Thriving Kids Initiative in impoverished countries and communities where vulnerable children are at risk. Thriving Kids helps them provide resources, support, and opportunities they need, stable families, stable communities, and sharing the love of Christ. If you'd like to learn more, just go to crossinternational.org. That's crossinternational.org/faith. crossinternational.org/faith. Big thanks to my team today. Come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.